Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you guys. Even though it's not morning time, but it feels like a morning because I think I just woke up. Like, I don't know, do y'all understand it? That I, like, just woke up? Is that, like, I don't know if that's, like, correlating with you guys. Like, my whole day, I kind of been asleep the whole day. But when I realized that it's time for the radio, I'm up. So, good morning to you guys. What's poppin'? You already know who it is. Are you guys ready? It's, like, Monday. We're back. I've been on, like, a week-long vacation. Like, it's been on some craziness, like, craziness. So, I'm back. I'm getting my studio set up now. I'm going to get the intro popping for y'all. But I just wanted to thank y'all. If you're listening, I just want to do this quick little spiel. Thank you so much for supporting us for the radio. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for downloading every episode, subscribing to every episode. Thank you for being the driving force behind Unscripted Radio. And we don't say thank you to our fans enough, and we don't say thank you to our fans a lot, but I'm going to say it today to you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of Unscripted Radio. Unscripted Radio is a nonprofit radio station. We don't take any profits. We don't take any money. We don't take anything. We just run a radio station, and we just play music, underground music. We just run our mouths. Like, it's no biggie. So we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. It's been a great ride the last 7 or 8 years, I believe. 7 or 8 years. I'm not sure. I think it's been 7 or 8 years. It's been a lot. It's been a long, good ride. So we appreciate it. I think my DJ is online. ASAP.
Yeah.
My DJ is online. What's poppin'?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Did you hear my last little spiel? My unscripted thank you.
I did. I've been listening to the whole thing. Thank you to all who have supported and listened over the years.
Yeah.
It has been a long ride, and it's been a long up and down ride, but we're going to make it through.
Yes. And we want to say thank you. So with that being said, without further ado, let me go ahead and bring it back, and let me go ahead and get y'all set up with the intro. Excuse me. You can call me Unscripted. You can call me anything you want, but you can't call me broke because I'm rich. All right? We back. Unscripted Radio, April 22nd. Another episode is about to go down in the books. And, of course, I'm joined by my best friend, your girl's favorite DJ, DJ ASAP John. What's
up, John? Today was a great day. It has been a good day.
Today was warm outside. Yes. The bees were popping. The hoes were popping.
Everything popping.
It was a great day today. Thank y'all. We've been on vacation.
Oh, yes. Vacation. How was Miami?
Miami was love, y'all. Miami was so much love. I can't wait to go back. Most of y'all know I'm like the Los Keys from Miami. So going home is like a dream to me, especially when it's 90 degree weather and all I gotta do is sit on the beach and drink tequila sunrises every day. So amazing. So we've been on vacation for I've been on vacation. John just been away from me for like a week. But we back though. We back. We back like, we back. You know, like a baby shark attack. Baby shark doo doo on your ass, you know?
Like a baby shark attack.
Baby shark doo doo on your ass, you heard? Oh,
a
man. We got some. You like that shit? We bat like
I
a baby
like
shark attack. We bat like a baby shark attack. Do, do, do.
I'm about to use that one.
Oh, my God. We back, though. Up to the radio. Radio with no scripts and no fucking guidelines. I know I miss y'all. I miss talking on the radio. I miss talking my shit. So I'm going to talk my shit tonight, per usual. We got a lot of shit on tap tonight. It's Monday, so y'all know, and especially since we've been out for like a week, we got to go through the current events of the last week and some change. So that's on tap tonight with, you know, talking with Terrace. Also, you know, sex talk with Terrace. We on our stallion talk, you know, today. So I got a new, I got new topics today, okay? You're, also, y'all know John is back with some wise words with ASAP. So ASAP is going to get on his soapbox at the end of the show and tell y'all what y'all need to do and what y'all need to do and what y'all need to act right, you know? Baby Shark doo doo. You heard?
Oh, man.
Also, we got some new music. Our boy Zay Astro again has dropped some fire in the inbox, I heard. So we got some Zay Astro popping up. Also, we got some music from Bars the Lyricist. Like, we got some heat from y'all, courtesy of the Heat Committee. The Heat Committee, we come back like a shark attack. Heat shark doo doo on your ass.
Baby shark doo doo.
We got a lot of heat, John.
A lot of heat.
We got a lot of heat.
I already know they done blessed us, so I need to hear what everybody else gonna come with.
I'm excited because they always send me songs that I can put on my Toyota Camry playlist, and I'm ready to add some heat to it. I'm ready.
You ready, Eddie? Like SpongeBob?
Nah. That one was a good one, best friend. That one wasn't good.
I got some more chances. I'm gonna get one before the night over.
Before the night is over, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, before the night is over, we're going to have to come up with another one. Because that baby shark attack do on your ass, that's some high-grade shit I came up with.
Yeah, that's some. I bet not see y'all tweeting that shit on Twitter either.
And if you do, but tag me in, okay? Because I'm going baby shark on y'all ass. Do. All right, so we got some music coming up. So y'all already know I'm going to let y'all get comfortable. I'm going to let y'all get y'all vibes in. I'm going to set y'all off with a great vibe. You know what? Because we're playing some Zay tonight, I'm going to start the show off with some Zay because I've been playing this in my car on my Toyota Camry playlist, and I just believe, like, this song is dope. I wish the song was low-key longer, but that's okay because you know what? We're going to do a remix, me and Zay. I'm going to hop on this song on the official remix, and I'm going to drop some bars.
I gotta hear it to believe it.
I'm gonna drop some bars on this song, and it's gonna be the unscripted Astro remix. Like, it's gonna be lit like that.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna see.
Blow the booth up.
I swear, listen, baby shark, attack the booth on your ass. Do. So, this is Zay Astro, Supersonic, up to the radio. Radio with no scripts and no what, John?
No baby shark, because we ain't fucking with no sharks. You heard me.
I don't like that one. I don't like that one, because I'm baby shark on your ass. I don't like that one.
Well, we ain't fucking with no sharks, Ted.
We'll discuss this when we get back. We'll be back.
Historically, October has been a big month for supersonic flight. Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier in an aircraft on October 14th.
Yeah. popping like power rocks. It was on the bottom, now we reaching for the top. Put it in your eyes so you can see. Yeah, you just have to go believe in me. Yeah, put two tabs bright and early. Ain't no junior, that's that dirty. Should've got that Kentucky Derby. When she put, she let she serve me, y'all. Should've got go, boom, that shit frozen. Yeah, look at my wrist, boom, that shit cold. Back to my ride, just to beat me up. Room, no four-wheel drive, can't see inside. Room, please check the time when I arrive. Yeah, boom, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm shooting, blasting out the roof. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Astro, supersonic, hit the dash. Don't need to know how I'm ballin', Space Jam. Shawty wanna take a ride to Neverland. My Steve, I can fly, my drip, Peter Pan. Yeah, hey, yeah.
Y'all already know who it is. Unscripted Radio. Radio with no scripts and no guidelines. And that was Zay Astro with Supersonic. John, do you see that?
Yeah, do I see what?
Do you see that heat that's rising from your computer by playing that song?
I do. That, like that, that was a... When I first heard that, I was in amazement. When I first heard it.
So you want to hear a funny story?
What?
All right. So I've been playing this song because I really did download it to my Toyota Camry playlist, which is like my version of the ASMR music. So downloaded it to my playlist, and I had my niece in the car. For all y'all who don't know, I got a niece. Her name is Zai, but everybody knows her lovingly as Snickerdoodle. Snickerdoodle was in the car, and she, because she's so smart, she like catches on the songs when I keep replaying them. So because I be replaying this song, I like know like the chorus by now, so I be rapping the chorus and stuff. So we was in the car on Easter, and we was leaving church, going home to change clothes, go to like a cookout and stuff. And I was playing this song, and I was like, Supersonic, hit the dash. And she be like, drip, 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 because she know the drip, drip, drip part. And I had stopped.
The part of the hit committee.
Yes, I had stopped because it was so funny. Because I was like, say it again. And she wouldn't say it again because, you know, she you know how kids are. So I turned the music up and was playing it again. So I was like, Supersonic, hit the dash, drip, drip, drip. And she did it again. So I was like, listen, I have So my baby is officially part of the committee. We got a 4-year-old on the committee. She's with all that shit. Shout out to Snickerdoodle, y'all.
We definitely
got
to get her on the show.
I don't think so. I'm not sure if she has no home training, so I'm not sure if she needs to be on the show. But Zamiria will get on this shit and talk shit, and there's only be one person that can talk shit on this show. That's gonna be me. So I don't know if she can get on. She has no home training. So shout out to Zai. She's right now is bedtime actually, so she's probably getting to bed. So Auntie loves you. La 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 la. All right. Shout out to Zay for that. Supersonic, you know, drip drip drip. Heat committee. Bring y'all the latest and greatest in all of your underground hits. We got some more Zay coming up later with also some Bars the Lyricist. And Bars the Lyricist, I heard his joint in the inbox was hot too from the content creator. So, you know, I'm excited.
Y'all better be having the heat too.
The heat. If not, then, you know, me and John got to talk shit. And I don't want to talk shit to y'all.
If not, we're going to tell all your followers to unfollow you. make you start from scratch.
Don't want to talk shit to y'all, so just, you know, I need y'all to send me heat. We ain't had to talk shit about nobody in, like, dang, it's been a while. The last couple of people that didn't send us music have been great, so we ain't talked shit in a while, so send us no ass shit. You feel me? But, speaking of Unscripted the Radio and trash shit, Unscripted the Radio has decided we are growing as a business. Me and John are growing. We're getting so many requests to do shit. We're getting so many requests to, like, do a lot of stuff outside the radio, events and stuff. And we decided that, one, me and John cannot do this shit by ourselves anymore. Like, our business our business has grown so much that we need help. So we're calling out to all of you. If you are interested in joining the team, us for the radio team, to be a part of something that is growing, that amazing, that's going to be really big by the end of the summer, I'm looking for people. Like, we've already been talking to people that's on Sirius Radio. Like, we're growing as a podcast, and we want to add more people. So we're looking for people to join the team. We're actually looking for people, content creators. And by content creator, I mean we're looking for people to run our show email. We get a lot of emails in the inbox, and I cannot handle them all. And my other content creator, Tati, is actually going away for a little bit, so I need to replace her. Not replace her, but put in an alternate on the team. So if you want, hit us up. Like, you know, John, tell them we need the help. We do.
Yes, we definitely need some help. It's a little hard out here, and a lot of y'all may know it's hard out here. You know, we all got jobs, we all got lives outside of what we do. So, if you are willing, and you know, if you are a dope person and are willing to help, then please contact somebody and let us know.
Yeah, let us know. We need people to run our Twitter page, our Instagram. We have a Facebook. We need people to run. We also need people that's socially sound and in tune. And by I mean that, I mean you're a active social media person. So if you're active on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, that's a plus. What I will say is this job is not paid, but by the end of the summer, it will change. And I'm telling y'all this for a reason, because of the emails that I've got and the inquiries that I've gotten from people. By the end of the summer, I'm 95% sure that will change. So right now it's not paid. It's paid by love and me. And, you know, if you're interested in the job and doing it, I get to meet you. I pay you in free dinner sometimes, maybe going out, you know. It's paid in love. By the end of the summer, I'm 95% sure that the position will be a paid position. So, you know, get in on the ground floor. Get in on the ground floor, and hopefully, you know, you stick
and
with me.
Also, if y'all are bloggers or story writers or whoever, I've heard that Terrence has a website coming. So, You said what?
It's live. That is actually live right now, unscriptedradio.com. But I need
it's
people
live.
To constantly. Yeah, we're live on the radio, on the website, www.unscriptedradio.com. We're live. I just need people to help me keep the website updated and everything, because we have stuff, features that we want to put on the website. It's a lot. But if you're interested in joining a part of our team, bloggers, website designers, graphic designers, shoot. Even if you know, me and John we're actually looking for another host. So if you want to help host a third host, so the Dos Amigos can go to Tris, then, you know, hit us up. On Scoot the Radio, hit us up on the DMs, hit me or John. Hit up our radio show page. We're going to put out a flyer soon. Yeah, hit us up. We're always looking for people. We need to expand our family, our unscripted family.
Yeah. Expansion is the word for 2019.
Expansion is definitely the word. Like, All right, so we're back. Excuse me, Terrence Talks. I got your current news, events. I got everything for you, John. Everything.
Let me hear some. What you got for me?
I got everything. All right, let's talk about it. So, number one story that's been on my head, Kim Kardashian West is becoming a lawyer. And I want to say a few things about it.
Speak your mind.
I can't stand the Kardashian family. I'm not really big on the Kardashians, except for Courtney. Shout out to Courtney. However, I do approve of Kardashian becoming a lawyer because, as we've seen, her track record with getting black folks out of jail is immaculate. So, if she wants to use her power to impress black people by getting black people out of jail, I am all for that shit. Okay, John? I'm all for
it. Yeah. I don't know. Like, do you actually think that she'll be a good lawyer?
I mean, she's been getting black people out of jail for, like, the last couple months now. Like, when I mean black people, I mean big case black people. Like, big, you know, profile cases. So, I don't know. It's some training that she's doing, because apparently she said she has up to 4 years of training and schooling. So, after these 4 years or whatever, maybe she's going to be the best lawyer that we ever seen.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't think a lot of people really don't take Kim Kardashian serious. I mean, it is Kim Kardashian, but like,
I don't know
if my lawyer was Kim Kardashian, I'll be able to really take her seriously.
I just think that I feel like I don't know what's behind the scenes, and I feel like the Kardashians hold a lot of power behind the scenes. And I mean, like I said, she be talking to Donald Trump and be getting these black folks out of jail. So if that's what she wants to do, I don't mind it. My big issue with her is that, you know, she does profit, her sisters profit off of black creative ideas and black women. And I would hope that while she's becoming a lawyer, she talks to black lawyers because her, you know, her children are half black. And I would hope that she use this moment to utilize black lawyers and, you know, black lawyers in law and kind of, you know, cohesive with them and see what's going on. So who knows? We just got to wait and see. But for the moment, I do stand for her getting her education and furthering herself and, you know, bettering herself.
Yeah. I mean, I'm for the education. I just don't. Well, I can't knock her for, you know, for doing what she want to do. But I just me personally, lawyer just was like out of like question. I could never see her as a lawyer. But I'm all for the advancement.
Oh yeah, definitely for the advancement in your life. Second up, it's Avengers Endgame weekend. I'm excited.
Yay.
Excited because if y'all know me, I'm a Marvel fanatic. I love the Marvel movies. I love everything about them. I'm excited for this one because hopefully this movie brings back some of my favorite characters. And somebody's going to die in this one. And it's not just going to be Thanos. Some of our beloved characters are going to die. And I got a feeling it's going to be Iron Man. And I'm going to be sick if they get Tony up out of here. I'm going to be fucking sick.
Why would you be sick?
I love Iron Man. His sarcastic ass is me in a male form. Like,
so who's like your favorite Marvel character?
Not even gonna lie, I know this is gonna sound really cliche. My favorite Marvel character is probably T'Challa, Black Panther. I'm gonna tell you why. Because at the end of the day, he's the only person on that in the Avengers that look like me. So, you know, I stand for a person that looks like me. You know, Wakanda, that whole technological advancement, lit as fuck, so, you know, I fucks with it. Who's your favorite character?
Probably Deadpool. Because that nigga was funny. I like the movie. I don't know nothing about Deadpool's backstory or none of his comics, anything like that. But, like, I just fuck with the movie. Deadpool was a pretty dope movie.
So you like Deadpool?
Yeah, I like Deadpool. I like Captain America. That's pretty, well, Ant-Man, but that nigga was not cool.
That nigga
was not cool.
For real,
if I really had to choose one Marvel character, it'd probably be Wolverine.
Wolverine, all right. I fucks with it because I love Logan, so I fucks with Logan.
Yeah. Did you see the movie?
I did not see the last movie. I need to go see it. I missed a lot of movies doing, you know, my usual bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a lot of movies that I just did not see, but I need to go see that, Logan. I heard Logan was really good.
That, let me tell you. We was in the movies watching Logan, and my other half was crying. That's how deep the movie was. Like, tearing up crying.
Wow.
I feel like you need to go watch it. It's a very powerful movie.
All right, you said I'm going to go watch it. I'm going to watch it, I don't know if I'm going to like it or whatever, but I'm going to go watch it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Avenger Weekend, I hope you guys got your tickets. So make sure y'all go get your tickets. Last but not least, on the current events, y'all knew I was going to bring this up. My favorite, dropped a fucking movie on Netflix for y'all asses. And she fucking lit. Shout out to Beyonce and the Homecoming. Okay? The fucking Homecoming. And let me tell y'all why I'm so excited. Not because of Beyonce and because of this performance. I've seen this performance. The performance is amazing. I'm excited because she highlights everything about my life. Okay? Historically black colleges and universities are life. Me and John went to a historically black college and university. Okay?
Yes,
everything you see on that movie about HBCUs is true. The dancing, the stepping, the band, all of that wrapped into some lit-ass parties, some lit-ass black folks, and some lit-ass black education is it.
And
shout
some
out
lit-ass black food, Lord.
Lit-ass Chicken Wednesday. Your school could never, okay? Your PWI could never do a Chicken Wednesday like an HBCU. And I'm going to just drop that for y'all. I'm dropping that for you. Your PWI
could drop my mic, too. You said it all. Right there.
I did. Your PWI could never do a Chicken Wednesday like an HWCU. And I'm just being real. And I'm not knocking PWIs. You got to go where the money at, okay? But the money took me to North Carolina State University with some Chicken Wednesdays and Fried Fish Fridays, you heard?
It wasn't nothing like a Fried Fish Friday. It was
Listen, your Chicken Wednesday, if your line was not outside of the calf, okay, your PWI could
Yo, niggas don't know nothing about having to line out the dough just for some chicken.
Just for some chicken and some collard greens and macaroni and cheese. Bro, you can't even imagine. Yo, Chicken Wednesday didn't have a fashion runway fashion show.
You did not. You had to go in Chicken Wednesday with your best shit on every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. So you was getting talked about.
Okay, you was getting talked about on Twitter. And if you failed during Chicken Wednesday, it was over for you.
You can't fall. I don't know, like, Chicken Wednesday was a lot of pressure on niggas who ain't have it like that.
Man, listen, Chicken Wednesday was a staple. Chicken Wednesday is great. Like, it's great.
Going there with your crispy forces on. Try not to creep them while you walking down the little aisle.
Yeah, you can go in there with the booty shorts on and everything. Like.
And you got to speak to niggas when you walk in. You can't go in the cafe and not speak to nobody. Or you don't. They're going to think you a square. You got to walk in. You got to doubt niggas up as you walking down. So niggas know, like, oh, yeah, all right, bet.
Exactly. Like, that shit is crazy. So shout out to everybody who went to an HBCU. Who's going to HBCU, who's graduated from one, who's teach at one, who's went for 2 years and dropped out. You went for 3 years, dropped out. You went for all 4 years, ain't graduate. Shout out to all y'all, because you made that choice to go to HBCU.
Amen.
Shout out to the niggas that's been at the HBCU for 6 years and still ain't got that degree, but you still going to classes. I fucks with y'all niggas, too. I fucks with all y'all. Shout out to I had to get on my soapbox because y'all know how much I love black shit. And the HBCU is a prime example of black shit. okay? Shout out to my HBCU, North Carolina Central University, the illustrious North Carolina Central University, home of those Eagles, because we are no ordinary barnyard style.
Let them know, too. I feel like it's an Aggies business.
Yes, I missed homecoming last year. Well, I missed homecoming for, you know, for a reason. My mom passed away. But this year, we are back at homecoming. It is lit. North Carolina Central homecoming is lit.
You going to go down there and show up?
Yes. All y'all ass kids, get out the way, because I'm twerking that ass. Twerking my ass out. It's a twerk out.
Don't do it around the little kids. You got to at least go to the 21 and up party.
I am going to the all-black party, the all-white party, the all-brown party, any color party I'm at. I'm at Body Tap with low-key. I'm at everywhere, all across Durham, from Fayetteville Street to Lawson. I'm there.
Fayetteville Street to Lawson. Oh, you covering a lot of ground.
I'm going to Chapel Hill to Durham, Durham to Chapel Hill, Fayetteville Street, 1801, I'm there. All the way to South Point Mall, I'm there.
You all around, too.
Yeah, I'm all around, we baby sharking up in Durham.
Duke.
Oscar the Radio, Radio of No Scripts and No Guidelines. Y'all call in and talk to us. Call in number 818-688-6696. Drop some curly bits for us. You know, give some shout-outs. Give some music. Y'all got some requests? Call us. We taking all requests. We're taking all music. We're taking a lot of stuff.
Can I request a song?
What you want to hear, John?
All right, so it's this song. It's this song called, hold on. Let me find it real quick. It's called, you're going to laugh when you hear it, though, because it's funny, so we can talk shit, because apparently all niggas want to do is send heat to this damn inbox. It's a song called Shakedown by Bomb Face.
Okay. Send me the MP3. I'll try to get it on the show.
Okay. When we listen to it, I want to know what you feel about it.
All right. John's giving us heat for the lineup. So, we're going to see how this goes. But I'm going to drop some chart music for y'all because talking about homecoming done got me hyped. So, I'm going to play some Megan Thee Stallion. Big old freak yurt. When we come back, we got the Heat Committee. We're dropping some new music from Bars the Lyricist and Zay Astro, so keep it locked. Call in 818-688-6696. If you're fans of Bars and Zay, call in. If you're Bars or Zay, call in, you know? I'm to the radio.
Amen.
Radio of no, you know what, John?
No calls, because y'all don't want to talk to us. Y'all whack.
You know, we be like, no. I'm looking at who's listening, and we have, like, 612 listeners right now. But nobody ever calls in, and I feel like people just listen and don't call in.
Because they whack. It's Monday. Y'all ain't got nothing else to do. Y'all probably in the bed with y'all feet kicked up. Just listening. Just call in. Call in.
Call us. We like talking shit to people, so call us. Oscar the Radio. We'll be back.
Is it love? Is it love? Hey, big old freak. Huh. Big booty, big old tree. I'ma make him wait for the pussy.
Wait,
hit it in me big old ski. Ay. Feet on the bed. I fuck him up in the head. Suck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day I might leave him on red. Ay. Pop it. Huh. Daydreaming by high rocket. Huh. He hit my phone with a horse. So I know let me come over and ride it. I'm on the way. Huh. Ride on that dick, I'm like, hey. Usually I like to fuck. But like tonight we gon' make love cause you play. Huh. Nobody know. I fuck with him on the low. We never show up together, but I text him when I'm ready to go. Hey, I had a couple of shots at the bar. I'm finna play with that dick in the car. I got him swerving and breaking the law. Least with no tennis, so nobody talks.
Ain't nobody cook like me, huh?
Yeah, what you need like me, huh? Ain't nobody got a funny tip toes and roll to the tip like me, huh? I got him addicted, he fiendin'. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throwing fit when I leave him. He like, baby, let me roll.
me lately. Going crazy, crazy. I got what you need. I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy. Feeding for me lately. I got what you need. I'm gonna give you what you crave.
I'm a big old freak. I love to talk my shit. Hey, you must be a pussy boy if you get offended. Bitches seen the snow. They love me cause I'm cold. Hey, you can't take no nigga from me. I got my control. I wanna fuck in the mirror. I like to look at your face when you in it. Come in the room and I'm giving commands. I am the captain and he the lieutenant. I need that neck like a motherfucking pendant. Need you to spit, make that motherfucker glisten. Tell him shut up, make that motherfucker listen. I bet he gon' like it, he won't do no tripping. Ain't nobody freaks like me, huh? Give what you need like me, huh? Ain't nobody got up on their tip-tip toes and roll to the tip like me, huh? I got him like dick, he's fiending. My body a drug and he need it. He begging me for the treatment. He throw a fit when I leave. Baby, let me rub on you. Get a little love, little love from you. My body addictive, it's driving him crazy. I think I gotta run from him. Don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and there's nothing to do with my body. You've been feeling for me lately. Going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy. Feeling for me lately. I got what you need, I'm gonna give you what you're craving.
Scripted. How y'all feeling?
It's good.
It's Monday. I'm sleepy. I ain't getting enough sleep. I'm just tired. I'm tired, boss. But it's Monday. I'm here.
Hell yeah. Good to see y'all back on the air, man. It's good to see y'all back on it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Make sure you're sending some music to the hit community so we can drop some music on the show.
Oh, but of course, I'm trying to figure out which one I'm going to send to y'all. I'm trying to get y'all some exclusive, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, we like exclusives. When people send us exclusives, me and John feel special.
Of course. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I kind of called about the Marvel character thing. I didn't know if y'all still on it.
Yeah, who's up there, the Marvel character?
Oh, yeah.
This is a toss-up for me. But I gotta say Nightcrawler from X-Men.
Nightcrawler, why?
I mean, you don't reflect on as a character, period. Like, I mean, motherfucker could teleport. Like, you know how much shit you can do with teleporting alone?
I swear to God, I'm gonna teleport to Drake.
That's dope.
Literally, like, second get in trouble. Huh, wasn't there.
I'm teleporting to Drake's house. I'm trying to tell y'all, on baby I am. Baby. Yeah, for the Drake's. I'm teleporting out of jail, too. I'm going to Drake's house. It's crazy. I'm dead ass.
Dog.
Well, dang, well, that was a good one. Yours wasn't cliche like mine, so we appreciate it.
Wait, what was your sauce?
I love T'Challa because he's black and I like everything black. I'm just honest. Black, I like all things black people, so.
It's that, for sure, man.
John, what was your, I forgot what John's Marvel character was.
Oh, mine was, I didn't hear you, my bad. Mine was, Wolverine.
And of course.
Logan ain't black, though, but I like him.
Logan's a legend, hands down.
Yeah. He beating anybody ass.
True.
He went through two world wars and still came out clean. Like, come on.
He ain't beat my ass, but you know. We appreciate you calling in. The last time you called in, you dropped us off a song. I forgot the song. What was that? That was like maybe a couple months ago. Oh, it was a lit ass song. Yes, hold you down. Yes,
it's now. Yes. Now, it's funny you mention it. Actually, video coming up. Hold you down. So.
Really? Well, congratulations.
When the video drop?
Right now, I don't have a drop date on it. I just know it's like the editing is actually almost done. So hopefully, I'll have a date soon. I'm not editing this. I just got one of my people to edit it for me. So.
Well, congratulations on that. Okay,
wait,
can you
see
it? Make sure you
check
the links and stuff. Oh, yeah, that's a real sexy song.
Oh, don't worry, I didn't forget about you.
What about? What happened? What'd I do?
You said you want me to rap it to you, right?
Oh! Amazing.
Yep.
We're going to have to talk about that later.
I had to mess with Taurus real quick, but I definitely had to call and show y'all love, you know what I mean?
We appreciate it. Make sure you send us some music. We appreciate you.
Definitely.
All right, love. Ooh, I can't wait to try. Ooh, unscript the radio. Radio, no script.
And they got your panties all wet. Don't be laughing.
Ooh,
I'm serious.
Y'all know I'm single again, so I'm back on the prowl like Trina. So, you know, I'm
single. He definitely gave you your excitement into your next little segue. But is it Freak Time with Terrence?
Oh, no. You know what? We're going to put Freak Time with Terrence on pause because, you know, let's get into some heat from the Heat Committee. How about that? Woo! We are here, the Heat Committee, you know. What we do, we be dropping bombs on them, yard. So the Heat Committee, we're here, dropping bombs from Zay and Bob, the lyricist tonight. So I say let's jump into it. We got music from our first guest, which is Bob, the lyricist. And Bob, the lyricist, embodies his introspective nature in this new single, Failing. And it's courtesy of Universal Music Group, Spin Up. Sail along with Bars and he takes you on his journey to success. So, shout out to him. Y'all go follow him on Twitter at Bars, B-A, lyricist, _. Y'all go follow him. Everybody got it? Because you got to spell D-A like how black people do. You can't spell it like
duh.
Black people do.
Duh.
Like the room, the remote, all that stuff. Like, you got to do it like that.
Yeah.
So, shout out. Him dropping heat in the Heat Committee. I need to cool off, so we're gonna go sail with Bars a little bit. I'm a little hot right now. I'm getting ready. Radio with no scripts and no wet, John.
No wet panties, because we're not doing that on this show. Feel like we need a dryer right now. Go throw your panties in the dryer before the song's over.
I will be back.
Thank you. The current is passing. I'm seeing the flow of the ocean. I see people playing in sand sea. I am just very observant. I see people sitting and standing. I pick up the many emotions. Some actions look like they're provoked in. Some things no need to be jokes. Yet I see people laughing. Let me just stay on this boat. Please, I just keep on rapping. It's too much around me. The negative found me. I go different paths then. I'll go different routes. Life is a journey. I thought was before me. I'll figure it out. People don't like me indirectly, hyping my name in the mouth. It's raining and hailing, I just keep on telling, I cannot go south. And if I go south, I won't slip or drown. The devil won't stop me, cause he's not in my town. I have too many hobbies to just shut it all down. There are too many lobbies that I'm fit over clowns. Back in the day, I'm sure many would say life was not about clout. Music was a passion, not just popular attraction. Yeah, as I'm on this boat, I see temporary action. I see people on yachts for 5 minutes then crashing. I see circles multiply, ha-ha, I split up into fractions. When these circles do divide, all the chaos starts to happen. But I'm sailing through the rocks, sailing through the wind, sailing through the storm. Do you comprehend? When it starts to end, only choice to win. People do pretend that the end is stopped. Then they get surprised when you take the spot, cause they're claiming what they know they really not. Need 6 fans, cause I'm really getting hot. Tick tock, cause I'm looking at my watch. Taking time to elevate, taking time to take the hate. All you really do is motivate, push my craft when it gets too late. I'ma keep on selling to success. I'ma keep on selling from east to west. I'ma keep on selling, doing my best, ayy. I'ma sell to the nose until I reach my yes, ayy. Say I'ma keep on selling to success. I'ma keep on selling from east to west. I'ma keep on selling, doing my best, ayy. I'ma sell to the nose until I reach my yes, ayy. Ride out, ride out, ride out, ooh. Ride out, ride out, ride out, smooth. Ride out, ride out, ride out, ooh. Ride out, ride out, ride out, smooth.
Usher the Radio, Radio of No Scripts and No Guidelines. That was Bars and Lyrics with Selling. The Hit Committee brings you the heat and the latest and greatest. John, what you think about that one?
With that one, I felt like I was listening to, like, it was like a mix between, like, a Pretty Ricky track and, like, Kendrick Lamar. Like,
oh, wow. That's different.
Like, I feel like I was listening to the word, and then I was like, okay, well, I see he taking it somewhere. And then I was listening to the beat, and it was like, it could go a whole different way. And then I was listening to, like, the melodies and how he was singing, and I was like, you know, mm-hmm. I just didn't know which way to go with it.
Okay. I liked it. No lie. I ain't gonna lie, when I first heard the rapping start, I was a little nervous because I was like, I didn't know how, which way this was gonna go. But as the song progressed, I vibed. This was like a real cool, like, hot boxing in the car vibe. Like, really, like, sailing through the weed smoke vibe.
Yeah. It was real. It's a real smooth song.
Yeah. It's a smooth vibe. I'm gonna give this one a 4 out of 5. Of the Heat Committee, 4 out of 5, which is really good. So don't think a 4 out of 5 is bad. That's still really good on Heat Committee standards, because we don't give people, you know, anybody just don't
I'm
give
a,
5 or 4.
I'm gonna give them a 4.3.
Yes, which we're gonna round up to a 4.5. So really, he got a 4.5 out of 5 with this one. So shout out to Bars and Lyrics. I appreciate you for sending in music. Like, that's. That was good. I was nervous because, you know, when new people send in stuff, I'd be nervous. But that one actually did it. So, a 4.5 out of 5 for the Heat Committee. dropping you the latest and greatest and some bomb ass music.
Boom.
Dropping bombs on you hoes. So next, we have our home team favorite, of course, Zay Astro. He's sending us a new song called Wonderland. It is the newest installment in Zay Astro's ever-growing array of sounds, and it might easily be the most hypnotizing and epitomizing song. Wait a fucking minute.
Yeah, he said that about the last one. I don't even, man. Zay, you got to stop with this shit.
Holy Jesus.
Wait a minute. This man said hypnotizing and epitomizing song.
Holy Jesus. What is that?
Listen. Astro says the song tells of his new interest in his life, and now he wants her to take her into Wonderland. Take him to her Wonderland. I know you fucking right. Her Wonderland. Snaps. Whether that's to a certain place he's thinking of or just taking him to a certain vibe he feels with her, us. Astro takes us through an adventure with 90s pluck synths and an easy bouncing beat with harmonic vocals and a wild transition ending. Wonderland will be the summer anthem for all people falling in love. You know fucking what? John, let's drop the track. Wonderland, Zay Astro.
Yeah, drop the track.
Right here at Heat Committee.
Just go, yeah.
steps and no guidelines. Zay Astro Wonderland, Don, what you got for me?
That was fire. I liked it.
Listen, fire, you're.
Yeah, like I fuck with that one. To me, I like the last one better. It gave me a different vibe, but this one was definitely fire.
This one low key really was a vibe for the being in love this summer, and this made me want to go shoot my shot at somebody, son.
Who you shooting your shot at?
I don't know. I don't have nobody in particular that I'm dating. I don't even have nobody that I'm talking to. When I say I'm single. So I need to go play this song and shoot my shot at somebody.
I say you, we're going to bring back the Million Dollar Matchmaker, except for it's going to be for you. We're going to get you on a terrorist dating series on this radio show.
You think it'll work?
Yes, I do think it'll work. You might find the love of your life.
All right, I'm going to let you handle that. You know, you do that. While the Zay song is going to be like the theme song of my show, though, because that was a 5.
For the love of tea.
That was a 5 out of 5 for the Heat Committee. Like, he never drops bad shit, and I low-key be waiting for him to drop bad shit so I can be on his ass and talk shit to him. But he never does, like... So shout out to Zay.
He ain't
like,
never dropped nothing bad. He's a very creative. Very creative.
We got somebody on the radio. Thanks for calling into the radio. Who's popping?
Hello, it's me. You know who it is. It's your boy, Vino.
The Bishop. Hello, Deacon. The Bishop. How are you?
I'm blessed. Sap told me to call in and say, hey, you know.
He told you to call in. I appreciate you calling in, Bishop. I noticed that you like that Megan I played earlier. You like that.
That's Bay. That's Bay right there.
That's Bay.
Terrence, let me tell you what John said today.
What did he say?
He said he would quit music.
He said what?
He said he would quit producer.
Why do y'all be believing John when he be saying this outlandish shit to y'all? He's not quitting no fucking music.
We ain't gonna let him.
John not quitting music because I haven't done my mixtape yet. So he's not quitting no fucking music because I need beats.
Oh my god!
Sal, you gotta wait till we get this song done, this heat done though.
Yeah, so he gotta have to wait. You can quit later.
Mark Planters, get on Mark. We got this feature lined up for him, but he won't make the track.
I'm going to get on A1 ass. Don't even worry about it. We're going to get on him, and we're going to figure some shit out, you know. But listen, it's Up Here the Radio. It's Monday night. Unfortunately, we've come to the end. We appreciate y'all listening and tuning in. Shout out to Zay Astro on Bars for dropping heat. Shout out to Nisho Soul for calling in. Shout out to the Bishop for calling in. This feel like old times. So we appreciate it.
The Bishop done called in. It done got serious.
Right. Us in the radio, my baby, best friend, my everything, ASAP. We here. We love y'all. You know, we'll be back on Wednesday. So make sure y'all keep it locked, keep it tuned in, and catch the heat. Make sure y'all follow the Twitter page for more information and everything. You heard? Us in the radio. Radio with no script. What, John?
No money, because we broke.
We'll be back Wednesday.
Broke.
Y'all have a good night, man.